Good afternoon, Dashers. I'd like to announce that we've allowed Sam Squatch of the Balderdash Cryptic Society to launch some investigations in the Balderdash Academy woods. So you might see some interesting characters on campus in the coming weeks. In other news, there was a misprint in the flyer for this evening's Healing Through Cuisine series. To clear up any confusion, tonight's event is actually called Self-Care Group Mastication. Please forgive the unfortunate typo.
Oh hell, we're on a roll. I like this. This is fun. Let's do one more. One more.
Balderdash.
Finish video.
That's my favorite.
Balderdash.
Good for recipes.
Holy moly!
Balderdash.
Afternoon, Dashers. Could the extracurricular planning committee please meet in Music Room X? The extracurricular planning committee, please meet in Music Room X.
Xavier Johnson wrote a book on cryptids that I've been presenting to my students, and I've reached out and connected with the local Bigfoot Hunters group out of the Balderdash Village.
Yo, that's dope! I've been hoping for a cryptid extracurricular activity group at the school for a long time now!
Zanzibar. I've been looking at Zanzibar recently for maybe a class trip. Would that be helpful for the cryptids?
Absolutely, but attention must be paid to our budget. And full disclosure, I don't know what a cryptid is.
Before we get too far into this conversation, maybe you should explain it to both Marie and me.
Cryptids are fictional creatures, Bigfoot, chupacabras, loyal politicians. They are creatures that people desperately want to be true, but I think really don't exist.
Dogs that wear human clothes. I wish they exist.
Everybody wishes dogs with human clothes existed. Man, that would be just a happier world for us to all exist in, but instead we have Bigfoot and El Chewbacca or whatever he said.
Flintstones, they're probably that's a cryptid then, right?
Getting the kids to get excited about this whole thing, I think, is going to be pretty easy because it sounds fascinating to me. I want to see Bigfoot.
How can you not want to see Bigfoot? The idea of a giant ape man that lives randomly in the woods behind your house? Come on, that's cool.
I saw this movie once. It was called Harry and the Hendersons, and it had John Lithgow, who's like one of my favorite actors. But like the Sasquatch, which I think is pretty true, played pretty true to life. He was so cute and so friendly and had nothing but good intentions. I would love to meet one.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. That was a character Ray Allen played in He Got Game, I think it was. Does that count as a cryptid, a fictional character?
Okay, I'm sorry. I think I've taken us off the rails here. We are trying to make sure that we can have this extracurricular class, and I think we need to make sure we have funding. So we should, I think pawns, prawns, and porn might be a really great support for us here.
Let's talk about funding. Let's talk about it. Look, I think this is not going to be the cheapest thing to do. I have asked for some new equipment for my computer lab, and I have been turned down again. So I'm a little concerned that, something like this is going to take away from my budget.
May I make a suggestion? We have arguably the most popular, handsome, devastatingly charming, professor here at the school, a school that students love because of this professor. And I am, of course, talking about Coach Steve. Wait, Steve, you just inherited a large sum of money. I just remembered that.
Now, it would not be very good to just, you know, appeal to someone's vanity just to get money for a pet project. By the way, Coach Steve, did you have time to think about that that order of xylophones that I was thinking about? Because did I mention your skin looks really good today?
Okay, I'm in. You guys, you can have whatever you want. Xylophones for you, funding for you. The only problem is I did recently buy a WNBA team, and that did sink a lot of funds. And I'm a little bit worried about, you know, hopefully we can make it through to a time when we can sell lots of tickets. But for the time being, my funds are a little tied up, so maybe we should get some alternate ideas.
Perhaps we could utilize your WNBA team to support the Sasquatches, Flintstones, and Bull Bigfoots.
Quick thinking there, Professor Marie. Man, you just come up with the best ideas.
Right on. I got it. I know what we can do. We reach out to the Bigfoot hunters, to this cryptid group, and we just convince them to volunteer. We give them the school for free to teach their class.
Sure. I can see this. I can see where you're going with this. I love it. I love every bit. I love cryptids. I don't know what they are, but I'm going to write a song, and it's going to be called Sasquatch After My Heart, and I'm inspired musically.
Tony Shalhoub is a really big WNBA fan and also a Bigfoot hunter. And friend of Nate. I think if we could call up Tony Shalhoub and get him to pay for season tickets to the WNBA team for the next 20 years up front, then we could definitely fund all of this.
I think that might be a little far-fetched there, Coach. Tony Shalhoub was only rubbed by Professor Nate Green just one time, and I don't know if that's enough leverage for him to buy tickets for 20 years worth of WNBA games. That's aggressive.
Very good point there, Professor Marie. Once again, I'm going to agree with you, and yeah, that's all I got to say about that.
Wow, we're zeroing in on a solution here. I think we might have it.
X-Acto knives out. Let's trim around the unwanted edges. Get this tied together. We got the WNBA filled with cryptids. Tony Shalhoub is going to be funding our school for the next 20 years. We're going to write up that grant information. I'm writing a Sasquatch-themed song. This is going to be the best year ever for extracurricular activities for children, students.
Extra technicolor activities.
Right, exactly. He said.
Xenon lights, if we fail, something low power, I don't think we're going to. This is exactly what we need to do to move forward. Fantastic meeting, faculty. Fantastic meeting.
Great.
Welcome to the Balderdash Cryptid Society. I, Sam, would like to begin the meeting by saying we've spoken to the school and they'll allow us on site to investigate near Balderdash Pond. Our first order of business is tracking of the Bigfoot. So to lay out the plan of how we're going to do that, I present Skippy Smith. Skippy, please lay out how we're going to track this elusive mythological beast.
Yes. Well, here, we're going to crawl through the woods, and we're going to track the giant footprints of the Bigfoot.
That's a well thought out plan, Skippy.
Very, very thank you. Thank you, very thank you.
I would like to then call up our next expert, hair expert, Rebecca Blake. Rebecca, how are you going to distinguish a Sasquatch fur from, say, my own silky locks?
Well, thank you very much. And might I say, please do try my Bigfoot cookies. I've added a little hairy treat to the top myself.
I love them, just like my mother used to look like.
I thought you might. What a good boy. I'd pinch your cheeks if I could reach them. Anyway, I am a hair expert because I have 47 cats and 37 dogs and a number of other small animals unidentified living throughout my house. And I also am very hirsute myself, if I must say. Check out these pits.
You are definitely a hairy woman.
Yes, yes, yes. So, what I propose we do is go with a vacuum cleaner following our Sasquatch tracker. And if we find any fur leavings, we suck them up. We suck them up and... Because I live in such a hairy house, I've pretty much tasted every domestic and wild animal's hair throughout my food items from them just floating around the household. So what I propose we do is do a lick test to see if anything tastes like something outside of the ordinary. Then that is what I propose, and I thank ye very much.
Michael Tooley is here to show us the map surrounding the area. Michael, where's a place we could find this elusive Bigfoot?
Oh, hey, thanks for asking. I think the best place to go is down by the creek. And a lot of things go down by the creek and come out of the woods and take a little bath or get a nice drink or sippy on the fluid running through the creek. So whenever I'm looking for anything, I just go down the creek and I look for it first. Soap. If I need soap, just go down the creek. If I need a comb, go down the creek. You'll find anything. People's refuse. People's friends and family often float down the creek. And if you're looking for someone that's gone missing, check the creek.
That's an excellent idea. Now, for our educational student liaison, we have, of course, Zachariah Smutty. Zachariah.
Yes, this is Zachariah Smutty.
Well, why don't you lay out to us what we're planning to teach the students about this elusive creature?
Well, what we're hoping to teach these students is that Sasquatches are people too. Because even though they're not people, they look like people, they're just a little hairier. So we just want to help assimilate the Sasquatches into our society.
You know, Zachariah has a point. Sasquatches are people, too. It's something we need to remember. And if we do our job correctly, we may even get them voting rights. So I think we really have an excellent plan in force.
Hey, Skippy.
Yeah?
What do you think of this guy?
I think he's got really, really, really big feet.
He's kind of hairy.
Yeah, his feet are also, like, really, really hairy. You can see the hairs coming out of his sneakers.
His big, hairy feet. Look at him.
That's just who he is, guys. See, you don't need to objectify him just because he's large and hairy and smelly and stinky and his feet are very big and he can't buy conventional shoes because his feet don't fit in them.
And he ate 48 cookies.
He just seems to fit all of the categories that, you know, we've learned about them.
Wait, Rebecca, these cookies are the best I've had in years.
Why, thank you, dear.
Wait, are you guys implying that he's the cookie monster? Is that what's going on here?
Oh.
Well, that's not where I was going with this.
Oh.
What? We could call him that.
But if the shoe fits!
Do you think it's a little weird that we're all just huddled in a corner over here and Sam's over there just kind of...
It's okay. Those cookies have got him real, real distracting. But you know what? He seems like a really, really, really nice guy. And like, maybe he could be like our best friend.
Well, I think it's time to head over to Balderdash Pond. So before we go, I have to stop down at the local Foot Locker and pick up my new pair of size 38 hikers. I'll meet you at the bus.
Smell.
Meanwhile, in the shoe store, deep within the caverns beneath Balderdash Academy.
Oh, good! You are on time. That is always a good start. Thank you for coming in today. How are you?
Good, good. I live right around the corner, so, really easy to get in here.
Yes, that's great, knowing that you live close, so if, in case someone calls out sick, you could come in and cover for them, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll come in even when I am sick.
We want to make sure we're not, spreading germs to our customers, I know we're just dealing with, shoes and feet, but, if you're going to get near customers, we got to make sure you're up to, peak condition, okay?
All right, I'm just saying, I'm a demon, I don't mind spreading it.
That's one of those terms kids are using these days. All right, first here, I would like to know about your sneaker experience, please.
Yeah, so I have a lot of experience of lurking around corners and really being hidden until just the right moment to hop out.
Okay.
Usually I have a pal that kind of they come across first and she takes the shoes and stuff. I kind of wait for that.
Okay, so you're good at working in a team. Fantastic.
Yeah.
We got to work on some of your verb usage. Perhaps lurking could be transferred to assisting. So instead of lurking around customers, you could be assisting customers. How do we feel about that verb change?
I can work with that. I can do that.
Okay, fantastic. And I understand that you're very used to blending in with the surroundings, in the dark. However, we are going to require you to wear this ref shirt. It's black and white stripes. You're just going to have to wear it.
That's fine.
It's all of us do.
It has Foot Locker right there.
It does, right across
that.
The front. That way everybody knows that you work here. So I think we're off to a really, really good first day here. I'm sorry, remind me of your name.
It's Coles.
Hot fantastic, Cole. Thank you. Thank you so much, Cole, for being here. No need to get cocky. Cole, thank you so much for being here today. I'm going to need you to start dusting those sneaker racks over there. I'm noticing that, there's a spot over there that's empty, and it's like the biggest pair of shoes that we offer. So if you could just do a pass around and make sure, nobody's touching the sneakers without any assistance, that would be ideal. All right, Cole?
Of course. Yeah. Hot. You can,
great.
You can call me Cole. Coles. Hot. Coles. Whatever.
Cole. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Cole. Let's not be confusing or cocky. Thank you, Cole. And if you just please be helpful.
Okay. It's not like it's rustic.
Thank you.
Yeah, look, I placed an order for a pair of hiking boots.
Yes.
The biggest pair you had, size 30, 38 hikers.
Size now, 38 hikers?
Yeah, it should be under my name. Squatch.
Squatch. Sam Squatch.
Yes, you have it. Good.
All right, I have it right here. Good. You paid Amex. Perfect. You paid it online.
Always.
That's great. All right, so let me run out to the back, and I will grab them. I will be right back.
Excellent. What is that smell?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're a fantastic color.
That they are. Now, would you like help trying them on? I would love, absolutely love to help.
Yes, always try on shoes before you buy them.
Now, oh, goodness. Wow. Well, you have hairy feet. I was going to offer some socks. Usually we ask people to do that, but we'll forego it this time.
Us totally normal humans always have totally normal feet.
Do you mind if I put a little hair gel on them just to kind of slick them back a bit?
Go right ahead. I moose mine daily. You have oddly soft hands for a demon.
Thank you. Yeah, I moisturize my hands and my feet quite often.
Gotta
keep those scales smooth.
Yeah. I just tend to use conditioner by the bottle.
Hey, if it works, and it works, you do you, buddy. All right. So yeah, fuck, these are just sliding right on.
Oh no, these are a good fit.
Yeah. Toes are in the right spot, all eight of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how does it feel?
No, it's fantastic. It really hugs the heel.
I'd love to hug that. Yeah. It does. Hug the heel. Yeah, how about, all right. There we go. And it's on. Hugging, heel hugging, still hugging.
Hugging, yeah. Let me give these a walk around.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to record this for,
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, now I'm used to being on film. I had a cameo in a home movie in 1960s California.
Yeah, I saw that. The gait on that walk was awesome.
Oh, thank you. I stretched before my audition.
That was good thinking. Good thinking.
So, these are all paid for. I'm just going to wear them out.
That sounds fantastic.
Well, I mean, wear them out. I mean, I bought quality. I will wear them as I walk out of the store.
And hey, if you do wear them out, come back and check in with me. Hot Coals, local Foot Locker. I'm here at your service.
That's good to know. That's good. I'll tell all my normal human friends like me.
Okay, you guys. All right, we're here at Crick's Creek, and it's these. There's all kinds of footprints here, you guys. There's like really teeny tiny footprints, and then there's like really really teeny tiny pointy footprints, and then there's also like really 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 big footprints.
Oh, I see a tuft of hair. Let me hoover that up.
Oh, you better get that. Okay.
Evidence collected. Okay.
Oh, you're so good, Miss Bleak.
Oh, thank you. Pull up my wellies.
Okay, so Michael is the guy who's like got all the leads on all the things, and so so this creek here is like it's where all the things are. So we're bound to discover something here.
Oh yes. Something mosquito.
Back in
It's the swamp thing.
Welcome to my creek. I am the creek keeper.
I think this is nice. Here's a breath mint.
What is this mint of breath? What do I do with it?
Put it in your mouth and you suck.
Watch, Rebecca will show an example with a hairball. She knows all about all the hair things.
Yes.
Allergic to it.
Anaphylaxis. I don't know.
Too fresh. to my creek.
Thank you, we're very happy to be here. But you're very spooky. I think we can accept your bad breath. We'd like to ask you some questions here, Miss Crick.
You can answer. I will answer your questions 3 if you will listen to me.
Oh, like a riddle.
Happy to.
Thinking caps.
First comes your questions, then comes mine.
Great. So we are from a very, very special extracurricular activity group, and we are discovering you.
Well,
we're discovering you.
Here I
are discovered.
You're discovered.
Here's your voting
doing
card.
Great, Skippy.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, Zacharias is here.
He came down the creek too.
Hey, who is this new person? I did not give you a passage to my creek.
Oh, hi. Would you like a mint?
I do not like said mints. I will eat bugs, but you take mint for your friend.
He's allergic.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Mints don't like.
Hey, how's it going over here? You guys, did you find the creek keeper?
Who is this new being that enters my creek so many for me to keep? Don't offer me a breath mint.
It's me, Mike. I come down here all the time, so you might recognize me. I'm often down here looking for old soap and things like that.
Oh, Mike, I didn't recognize you with all the hubbub going on with the new people, but Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, CK. It's so good to see you. You're looking beautiful as ever. I gotta say, your hair is just doing it for me.
Ooh, I love you, Mike.
Wonderful hair. Very impressive hair. It's all over the place.
I am particularly interested in your feet. So I would like to ask my first question, please.
Ask your first question first, because your question that will be asked first will be your first question.
First question. Yes, perfect. Okay, so if you were a shoe, what kind of shoe would you be?
What kind of shoe would I be? I would probably be a penny loafer.
Good choice. Very orthopedic.
Yeah, penny for passage.
Hey guys, I was looking for you up near the van.
Oh, phew, just Sam.
Hi, Denise. I haven't seen you since the Denny's incident.
Yeah. Hey, Bruno. How are you doing?
I may go by Sam now. That was a dark time in my life. Look, Denise, you're looking good, just like I remember you. Look, we're out here on a big search for Bigfoot. So
he's got really, really, really big feet.
We're just gonna move on. Can I call you?
Cut to years ago at Denny's.
Thank you so much for joining us at Denny's here tonight. We are having a couple special, especially 30% off for people on their first date. I would love to get you something to drink.
I'll have a pot of coffee.
A whole pot, sir? Okay, a whole pot of coffee for you and for you, ma'am.
I would like a big glass of foam from the swamp.
Fantastic. Foam for you, coffee for you. Now, as instructed on the door, as this is a first date, I am instructed for you to tell each other your first names.
Call me, Bruno.
I knew it was Bruno.
I guess you can see into the deepest recesses of the mind.
I can. My name is Crypt.
You look like a Crypt.
This is Crypt Keeper. I am Denilipus Elastum.
Do you mind if I call you Denise?
You have a pet name for me. Nobody's had a pet name for me ever.
It'll remind me where we met. Denny's.
Oh, I like.
Here is your pot of coffee and your cup of foam. And here is your complimentary single waffle with whipped cream that you are intended to share while you share each other's darkest secrets. Thank you for coming to Denny's.
Hey, yo, we got a double platinum pizza with a furry fur and a double sickens and with a ice skate on a tutelage. And if you eat it, you will pee pizza. Coming up.
I gotta tell you, Denise, I don't know who that kid is, but he's a poet in the kitchen.
I'm so happy to be out of this world.
Excuse me, waitress. Ow, it's me, Mothman. Ow, can you please shut the light off over my booth? Ow, it's a little distracting.
Mothy,
over here,
join us.
Oh, hey, yeah, Mothy, fine, come join us.
Flit on over. Sorry about the powder, everyone. Oh, my head.
Look, it's good to see you, Mothy. I'm kind of in the middle of something. Maybe if you could go sit another day.
Cramper style. I don't have a mouth anyway. I'm just the Mothman.
Let's just say I'm going for a grand slam.
I see where you're going. Okay.
Oh, no, wait. Look. Our friend Leeches is here.
Of course he is.
Come on,
guys. I'm Leeches. So good to see you.
It's a monster reunion.
Hi. Yeah, we're all gangs all here, huh?
Leech, it's great to see you. I was wondering if you might want to go suck somewhere else.
I just love a good suck.
That's what we hear.
As the representative from Denny's, I have to tell all guests that sucking in booths is not allowed.
Okay.
It's a different kind of suck. Wait, it's our good friend Fly Guy.
Of course it's Fly Guy.
Another insect. All right, come on.
Yes, it's me, Fly Guy.
Great.
What's going on over here?
I'm just looking at the time, I think. I think it's time for me to go get a watch, so I'm gonna...
Squatch!
I'm gonna...
Sorry, if we were interrupting anything,
No, you're good, yeah, you're good. We were just enjoying a enjoying a pot of coffee and a cup of slime.
I'm rumbling in my tongue again. I thought maybe I'd get some noodles over my hand.
Oh, I hear that's good.
Yeah. What's the problem, Bruno? I mean, these are kind.
Why, it's our kind. I was just hoping to get a little more acquainted with your kind, if you know.
Oh, I got that. I know where I'm not wanted. I'm going to go suck my bowl of honey, and I'm going to go swoop down on some traffic. See you guys later.
Thank you for coming to Danny's.
Thank you. Thank you.
Look, Crypty, Denise, I was gonna tell you my deepest, darkest secret. I don't.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
I don't want to alarm you.
You know, I keep the deepest of the darkest of the secrets.
Because I really feel like I'm interrupting something here.
Oh, Flyboy, look, I was just gonna... We're gonna lay my wildest heart out here on the table for a conversation between
Crypty. I don't think I can handle that. I think maybe I'm gonna go out, hang up by the outhouse. There's lots of poo out there.
Oh, that's an excellent idea. I don't mean to send you on your way. It's good to see you. Leech, I see you're still here.
Hey, guys. You need anything sucked or what?
Funny you should say that. I think I may have overfilled my tires in the Bronco.
Oh, man, I love sucking tires.
Wow, look at that kid go. The mighty slime trail.
I just love our team of crypto.
Well, they're good people. You know, now look, Crypty, I want to lay out my deepest, darkest secret. In the future, I would like to run for mayor. I knew it was too good to be true.
This is Boulder Dash County Dispatch. I am calling all cars near Zoe Street to investigate the parade of tuxedo cats harassing bystanders on Zoe Street. Are any cars near Zoe Street?
Dispatch, this is car 34. Do we have confirmation of a feline prom, or is this just cats in formal wear?
This is cats in tuxedos, to the best of my knowledge. I have not seen them firsthand, which is, in fact, car 34, why I'm asking you to investigate the scene.
Hey, dispatch! Yeah, this is Boomer, Animal Control. Hey, Animal Control 1, and boy, I was mid-beignet, and I almost choked on the crumbs. Are we talking an animal nuisance call?
My Boomer!
And Tuxedo Cats has my favorite kind of cat. I am on this like a tuxedo on a cat.
Fantastic, Boomer. If you could meet car 34 at Zoe Street, that would be just fantastic.
This is car 49, Roderick and Broderick here, you know, just in our car. We hear there's some disturbance of some sort of cat in a tuxedo. Should we put on our prom dresses, or is this, like, not that situation?
Dispatch, this is car 34. Listening to Broderick, should I go get a corsage for these cats, or are we going Dutch?
Oh, hey there. This is car 29. I just got a lead. I'm at the county zoo, and there's some flightless birds also wearing tuxedos. I don't know if you want me to check that out, okay?
Dispatch, this is car 34. Are we to deliver the tuxedo cats to the tuxedo birds, or please advise.
All cars, please listen to dispatch. This is just simply an investigatory mission. I need car 34 on the tuxedo cats with the assistance of AC1. Boomer, my boy. And then I need car 29 to stay stationed at the flightless tuxedo animals. And Broderick and Roderick, I think dispatch deserves a caffeine run.
All right, you know, hey, we got no problem with that. I mean, we are skilled in tuxedos, but that's fine. I mean, we're good, right? Roderick, we're fine.
What do you mean they don't want us to go?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it right now. look, you need some bayonets? What do you want from us? What do we do wrong? You know what? Over now.
Guys, and dispatch on all cars. Look, this is Boomer here. I'm gonna have to take the lead because there's a little bit of misinformation going around. Those large flightless birds that are dressed in tuxedos, those are called penguins, and it's best to leave those alone. Those are not part of this call. It would be nice to wear tuxedos. I do have a few extra cummerbunds and boutonnieres laying around to kind of help tempt the cats and tuna fish cans, help tempt the cats into my half a heart traps. But I am also advising we go silent, no sirens that might alarm the cats. Please take heed.
Oh, hey, I just heard your call. Unfortunately, I've already arrested all of the tuxedoed flightless birds. Do you want me to proceed?
Sure. I mean, that might be fun. Yeah, go ahead. Bring them in. They're always good for a laugh. Great for a laugh.
Okay, I'll bring them to this station.
Okay, dispatch, car 34 en route.
Thank you, car 34. That's to Zoe Street for the tuxedo cats. And you know what, Boomer? I think it'd be really cute if we could get some shots for our police station Facebook page of the really adorable flightless birds in tuxedos next to the cats in tuxedos.
Dispatch? Great idea. I'm on it. Let's make this a party. You know what? I picked up a probably not rabid skunk on the way in. Let's add to this tuxedo party.
You always got the best ideas, Boomer.
Dispatch. This is Roderick, car 49 with Broderick. I'm a little upset that maybe you didn't want us to help with that call. Is it because that we're eating these donuts and you don't want us to get powdered sugar on those tuxedos?
Yes.
Okay. Oh hey, this is formerly car 26. Unfortunately, the flightless birds have taken control of my vehicle. Over.
Dispatch, this is Boomer here. We are going to need Broderick and Roderick after all. We've got some rogue penguins doing donuts in the street here in a co-opted police cruiser. We're going to need every hand on deck.
Oh, hey, this is formerly car 26 again. How am I gonna get home?
Hey, Dasher fans, Coach Steve here to tell you about a brand new podcast I'm hosting called Head to Head. Each episode features a new guest competing against a member of the Balderdash Academy faculty in a game of pointless trivia. Join me and my co-host Randy Hunt as we see who is more intelligent than a fake professor. Now available on the Balderdash Academy feed on all your favorite podcast apps.
Are you looking for a way to get rid of your grandmother's jewelry while obtaining room temperature shellfish? Have I got a store for you.
went to the PP&P last week, and I pawned my grandfather's army jacket. It was a great place to do my business.
We got everything you need. Army, Navy, Air Force, cookies that look like Christ. We got the paraphernalia you need to fill those hard-to-reach gifts.
I went to the PPP and I found a magnificent punch bowl. I just had to get some ashes out of it, clean it off, and bam! Fresh punch.
We accept everything you bring in, from urns to underwear. If you're looking for that unique gift, come down to the Triple P. What's that third P stand for? Porn.
I went to the PPP and rented Triple X-Men Days of Future Ass. And it was pretty good.
We got it all. Come down to the Triple P.
If you like Balderdash Academy Teacher's Lounge, see where it all began with Balderdash Academy. Watch real competitive comedy from a real fake school. Find us on YouTube or your favorite podcast service.
Hey, Ted, I wanted to let you know I put the promo code out on the website. It's going to be that buy one, get one free thing that's live right now.
Oh, I can't wait to see all the people look at our coupon.
Yeah.
Jerry. Jerry, I love your work on the coupons. You're one of the best.
Thank you, Ted. I was leery about going into this business, but when you suggested that we kind of combine our two passions of alcohol and ghost hunting, I couldn't think of anything better. So what do you say we unlock that front door and officially put spirits and spirits on the map here in Balderdash?
Let's give the town what they've been looking for.
All right.
Jerry.
I'll unlock it now. I like it when you say my name like that.
Hi. Are you open?
Yes. Yeah, we just opened.
Oh, fantastic. Look, this is going to sound weird, but I'm looking for a cocktail that goes well with my mother-in-law's ghost.
Sure.
She's been haunting the place, ectoplasm everywhere. I want something that says delicious, but also says, please ignore the haunting.
So you're looking for something to draw away from the ectoplasm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it's after effect odor. It's after odor.
Let me interject here. Yeah. Why draw away from the ectoplasm when you could involve it in your cocktail, good sir?
That's true. Good thinking.
Oh, interesting. Yes. Mm. Yeah. Tell me more. Tell me how I could do that.
Oh, I've got a spooky recipe here, passed down from my great stepfather. He was my stepfather, and he was great. Yeah, he was really great. I liked him a lot.
Like, no, he was just really good.
He was better than good. He was great.
Some stepfathers are bad. He was great. He was great.
Wow.
Let's look through the ingredients. Jerry, you read the first one. I'll read the second one.
All right. First one is light tonic.
Oh, which we have right here. That's good. Yep. Okay. Well, and the next?
The second spooky ingredient is a pinch of salt.
Salt. We have that too.
Well, I have salt at home. I think that's great. Well, what's next on the list?
The next ingredient is the bicuspid of a boar.
Ooh.
I'm all out of boar teeth.
You are.
You have? Yes.
Hang on. I'm going to go get... I'll be right back.
That's fantastic. What's the next...
The next ingredient is 2 gallons of
ectoplasm.
And that's Ooh. This greeny white thing in this bottle here?
Yes. That's fresh this morning.
Oh, you have your own stock.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I love microbrews. I love those small distilleries. That's amazing. You have your own. Yeah, I'll take it. This is all perfect. I'll take it.
Now there's one more step, and this is key.
Oh, of course, yes.
You want to take some of your mother-in-law's goo. Who is your mother-in-law, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
you want to take her goo, her ectoplasm. I'm going to use it. I have to be technical and professional. Sorry. You want to take the ectoplasm. You want to put it into a little vial, and I'm going to give you this. It's on the house.
Thank you.
And just put it like on top of your fridge just for a good 3 months. Just let it kind of ferment there. It's going to look like it totally disappears, but it hasn't.
Oh,
so don't throw it.
Good
yeah, don't throw it away. Then you just kind of, when you uncap it, it'll bubble out a little bit, a little like dry ice. You want to pour that directly into the glass. That is how you can use the ectoplasm. From your mother-in-law.
Oh, perfect.
Don't forget to garnish it with a cherry.
Mm. Oh, pitted cherry. You don't want to choke.
Well, no, otherwise people might be making me drinks.
Yeah.
because of dead people. Thank you.
Fresh delivery of ectoplasm here. I got a fresh delivery of ectoplasm coming in right here. Who's to sign for this? Gentlemen.
Ted, you want to take this?
Hello, yes, I'll sign. Now, I need to make sure this is actually fresh and not from some sort of formula produced in a laboratory combined with water. So, it's a two-step process. First, I dip my finger, and then, if my finger starts disappearing, we know it's fresh. Jerry, watch closely.
I mean, it's your ectoplasm, man. If you want to dip your finger in it, go right ahead. I'm just the delivery man.
Just be happy
Jerry,
it's his finger
look
this
fresh
time.
To you?
I mean, it's from the knuckle up, it's gone.
Look, you ordered it from the best of the best. Look, I just deliver this stuff. I know that these guys are cool. A lot of people around here get it.
If this is really fresh, tell me the name of the ghost you milked this from.
All right, look, I would love to tell you the name of the ghost. I got some papers here. Let me go through them.
If you're going to milk a ghost, you should know what his name is.
I agree with you, sir. And I do have it in my records. I don't look at this often. His name was Gary Jahari.
And that's the signed consent form from Gary Jahari?
This is actually your copy right here. Hold on. I get to keep the yellow. You get the pink. And the white stays here.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
I just love the fact that you can trace your product all the way back to the source.
Mm.
I'm telling all of my friends. There is a big artisanal movement in town, and I think you guys are going to fit in great. Thank you. Thank you so much. I like your sign, your tagline outside says, happy spirits, right?
guys, sorry to bust into the store, but there's been an ectoplasm mishandling event, and there's a giant Pillsbury Doughboy coming down the road.
It wasn't me.
God there, bud. I got word that the dog came all the way back up from Florida.
Really? He walked all the way back. It's like homeward bound.
Yeah. Them little wiener dog feet moving at 100 miles a second got his butt up here. But I heard this thing is perfect. It's sniffing out sulfur and other foul odors coming out of them baked bean cans.
Oh, geez. He's going to get a nose full up here.
Yeah. Oh, there's Jimmy now. Yeah, Jim! We're over here.
Oh, yeah. Hiya, Homer. Hiya, Hiram. Nice to see ya. I just got back into town.
How be ya?
Oh, I'm doing good.
God, don't you look tan?
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a Florida. It's a great place. It's a warm. There's beaches. Sun's out, buns out, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. I went down to Florida back in 1969. I took the missus down there to Palm Springs. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there's all kinds of trees there.
Jimmy, yeah. Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He sent me a postcard when he went. I got it. It looks beautiful.
I did. It was so beautiful. My only complaint about Florida is the tap water tastes like something Walter White dumped back out of the RV.
Yeah, yeah. If you drink too much of it, you know, it just, you gotta go to the doctor later.
So, that's true, I think.
I'm hoping this dog of yours can sniff out that sulfur up here.
Oh, I got a dog for all the things, you know. I got a bull mastiff. He's very good at sniffing out brownies. I got a chickapoo. It is very good at sniffing out peeps. And I got this dachshund here. I got this dachshund, and he's very, very good at sniffing out the canned beans.
Good. Let me tell you what we're looking for. Now,
okay.
There's a man up here disappeared years ago. Now, Hiram and I heard rumors that there was break-ins out there near Baldash Pond.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We used to go drink out there when I was a kid.
Yeah, you don't want to do that now.
What's missing from these break-in cabins is naught but spam and baked beans. We also heard reports from people around town that there's been smell of sulfur coming up around the school.
Oh, something wicked bad.
Yeah. So yeah. The way I see it, we need a dog that can sniff out the after effects of a can of baked beans, sulfur, and week old microwaved pastrami.
Oh boy. Do I got a dog for you? All right, he's real little. So and his legs are real little. Like 3 inches legs. 3 inch legs.
That's fine by us. Show us this dog.
Okay, are you ready? He's real, real cute. Okay.
The size of the dog don't matter. It's what it's good for using.
Yeah.
That's great. Here's my weenie.
Well, look at that. It's standing up to attention.
That's what he does when we greet new people. If I've trained him well. And not only does he stand on those back 2 feet to greet people, he knows the smell of sulfur.
God, that's perfect.
That's what you're looking for, right? You need sulfur and baked beans. And we know he's good at the beans, but he's also very good at the sulfur.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, this is just what we need, so let us take your little erect wiener there, and we'll go walk it down, see if we can't find some place to stick it.
Come here,
I would never trust anybody with my weenie but you two.
That's good. Thanks, Jimmy. Now, Hiram.
Yeah, what?
Let's find a way to get stilts on this dog.
All right. We got super glue right over here.
We All Have a Story is a podcast dedicated to learning more about the folks around us, one person at a time. We'll chat with accountants, bus drivers, entertainers, novelists, beekeepers, piano tuners, booksellers, artists, and more. Check out We All Have a Story using your favorite podcast app or service.
Hello, I'm Leonard Kimball.
I'm Nick Gordon. We're comedians and we love talking comedian things.
And we figured you wanted to hear that.
Together, we host a podcast called Comedy Think Tanked.
Find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify,
and our website, comedythinktanked.com.
Meanwhile, in the dungeon break room beneath Baldur Dash Academy.
And that's when I told him that he was going down the wrong cavern!
Oh, demon, you are so clever.
Well, I'm gifted, we all are.
My favorite pastime is removing people's souls.
Ooh, that's yes. Naughty.
She sets them right up for me. and then I swoop in for the kill.
Oh, hot coals, you and your foot fetish.
Hey.
We have an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I take the shoes, he gets the bare feet.
Well, that's a much better gig than your leg. Can you imagine if they hired you as equipment manager?
Still holding out hope.
Oh.
Hey, everyone.
Felice!
Hey, it was a long day of selling drugs. How are y'all doing?
Oh, just fine. Happy that you're here and we can finally start the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have some business to address today, demons.
And trolls, please.
Demons and trolls.
I would like to propose we just refer to ourselves as the denizens.
I like that. Yes, the denizens. Fantastic. So we need to create an order of how many of us denizens may leave the caverns at any given time. Because I really, really like to get to the upper world.
Hi, demon number 472. You know, Philippe has been up to the upper world, and I want him, Philippe, what's it like?
Yes, Philippe, tell us about your adventure.
We're craving the upper world.
What does it smell like?
Well, it smells like a variety of different things. It smells like human flesh a lot of the time.
Oh, I love human flesh.
It smells like sulfur sometimes.
Oh, delicious.
It smells like Tylenol PM sometimes.
Oh, my favorite.
That brings up something I wanted to talk to you guys about.
Great, we're having a meeting. Perfect timing.
Look, I know I've been just a humble drug dealer living under this school for several centuries now.
Yes, but you're an integral member of this denizen community.
Thank you so much. I was just wondering if maybe it was time I could change careers.
Interesting. What are you thinking of?
I didn't know one could not be a demon or a troll.
I mean, I'm still happy to be a troll with various amounts of legs, but I just want to sell something different than drugs to kids.
Wait, so you're saying we have a choice in what we do for a career?
Oh my god.
Fascinating! I mean,
let me tell you a story about the denizens of the upper world.
Oh my gosh.
So they're born at age zero, then they go to school for 13 or so years.
What?
During that time, they might find a hobby or an interest, and they may pursue that by going to school some more. Then, if they get lucky, they will have a job, maybe. And then, later, they can change their job if they get lucky. And they're all dead by 80 or so. It's really bizarre.
You're saying their jobs are based on whether or not they have sex.
As far as I can tell, that's 100% true.
I come from a very long line of soul seeker and takers, so I'm not sure I've ever envisioned a life outside of soul taking.
And I have been bred to lead people down the wrong corridors.
We're so thankful for you.
But I'd like to take up cooking.
Mr. Hotcoals, sir, what's sex?
Well, I've got this one, Mr. Hotcoals. Don't worry. So, from studying the humans for many years, I can tell you exactly what sex is. Sex is when you find yourself attracted to someone in a way that makes you want to buy drugs for them. And then you go down into the basement of a school and you confront a troll and you buy some drugs that help you get some part of your body erect. And then maybe, if you're lucky, a child is born, and then that child dies around age 80 or so. Okay, I'm leaving now. Bye.
In typical Philippe fashion, he just departs the meeting when we haven't even finished. I have not adjourned us.
I would like to bring up the next point about the humans that are stuck in the fourth sub-level of the dungeon.
Ah, yes, they have been there for weeks.
Yes.
I finally convinced them that the spider webs are edible.
I gotta tell you, this dog is pulling in the weirdest ways up here near this creek. I look at it, this thing, God, it broke off them stilts, it just keeps on running.
It's almost like one nostril's pointing one way, and the other's pointing the other way.
Well, that would be because the dog's from Florida. That's just how they build him down there.
Wasn't on the postcard, I gotta take your word for it.
Now, What is it, boy? What is it? I ain't never seen a Dachshund point before. This one's doing it pretty good. It's even using its thumb.
There.
God, that's a smart dog. Hey, what? You see that through them woods up there, Hiram?
I see something.
Does that look like a makeshift cabin to you?
Well, yeah, it does look like a makeshift cabin.
By gory, Hiram, I think we might have found the Baldash Pond Hermit.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we got to sneak up on it quiet-like.
All right, I want to take off my shoes.
That's a good idea. I'm going to leave mine on account of my feet stink. I don't want this dog to go after the wrong target.
That's a good idea.
All right. You sneak up around the front, I'll sneak up around the back, and we hit in the middle, we'll surprise this Baldash Pond Hermit.
All right. I'll wait for your signal. Just make the sound of that dying giraffe.
I'll do that, just like back when we was young in the 50s.
Yes.
All right, let's go.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! I've been out here for days and days and days just tracking all of these footprints, and now I see all of these little tiny four-footed footprints are just a little tiny doggy, and I've just been trying to figure out what all of these really, really big footprints are for. Who are you?
Well, I got the same question for you, Ms. Balderdash Pond Hermit Kid.
You can just call me Skippy.
That's what you would like us to call you, Hermit, isn't it?
Well, you can call me whatever you like.
Fine, Skippy.
I'll call you, yes? Steve.
Oh, okay. Skippy, yeah. Or Steve. Or Hermit.
Now you look here, Simpson.
Okay.
My friend Hiram and I, we're top level investigators, knowing what we're looking for.
Great, I just track footprints.
So you're a hermit. You're a hermit that tracks footprints.
Well, sometimes I do hang out a lot by myself, and I do know the woods real, real, real well.
Hiram, sidebar.
I'll have a dry martini.
I got one in the thermos made up for you.
Oh, you're the best.
You're no welcome. Here's yours. Here's mine. Right, so what I'm thinking is, this might not be the hermit.
Pretty sure she said her name was Steve.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, we don't know what the hermit's name is, so that's not confirmation.
Oh! Well, you got a point there.
That's why I'm the smart one in here, so this is what I'm thinking. Maybe we ask this kid... Peter, Skippy,
yep.
Whatever peanut butter it is, we asked this kid Jeff where we're going to find the hermit. I'm thinking it's this yonder cabin that we might have scared that hermit off since we've been so loud over here.
Omar. I think that's a great idea. I'm a bit worried that Johannesburg over there, she might like feet or something because she says she looks for tracks, so I'm going to put my shoes back on.
That's a right proper idea, Hiram.
Want to keep her focused on the goal.
I'll take care of this Skippy character. So, Skipster.
Yes, very much here, yes.
Now, my friend, my associate Hiram and I...
Yes, thank God he put his shoes on. It was making my stealth searching very difficult.
Yeah. We're looking for a place to stick this here wiener.
My mom always told me never to accept candy from strangers.
No, the dog. The dog's a wiener dog.
Oh, he's so very cute.
Yeah. He's from Florida, so...
Oh, my goodness. Look at him. He can't even reach my knees, and I'm real short.
Now, this dog's trained to find sulfur, and it took us right here to this cabin. So this is what I'm going to do. Hiram and I, we're going to go into that cabin. We're going to see what's in that cabin. And if there's anything in that cabin, we get dibs.
Okay. Can I hang out with the dog?
Well, I don't see that's a bad idea. Here's the leash.
Oh, he's so cute. Thank you. Oh, weenie.
Careful. It is from Florida.
Oh, I've never been there.
That's all right. This dog has. It'll tell you stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Hiram.
It's fixed, too.
Hiram, you get my back. I'm going to open this door. We're going to jump in. We're going to scare the Baldash Pond Hermit.
All right.
Are you ready?
I got your back.
All right. 5, 4, 5.
Go!
Ah! Gosh, it's empty. All right, let's try the next cabin down
the
pond.
Don't move an inch. What are you doing in my cabin?
Hiram, take notes.
Oh, yeah, what?
Yeah, my name's Homer. This is Hiram. We're here looking for the Baldash Pond Hermit. Now, we don't know what this character looks like, but we've been searching for him for a good 5 hours.
And a bad 3.
We even got a dog from Florida to help us find him.
Well, you done found me. But I didn't want to be found.
Wait, you're the hermit what goes around stealing baked beans and spam out of cabins.
I like to think of it as a long-term borrow than a stealing.
Well, God, look, when you're done, I'm sure they don't want it back.
Well, I mean, composting's a big thing nowadays. You never know.
Well, God, that is true, Hiram. Now, look, sir, we come to an impasse because now that we've found you, we don't quite know what to do with you.
I'm just sketching you so that way I can remember what you look like.
Well, here's what really concerns me about all this is the two of you don't even recognize me. Take a look in my eyes.
I'm looking in your eyes.
It's me, Cornelius J. Balderdash.
Oh, gosh. Holy my good... Hiram!
What?
Do you know who that is?
I feel like I should.
I'm Cornelius J. Balderdash.
Well, no, I understand you, Cornelius. I was just telling... That was being excited about finding someone unknown.
If he's unknown, why would I know him?
What? No, Hiram, I was saying that there's a chance... Look, it was for effect, all right? look, Cornelia, why don't you tell my friend Hiram here all your great accomplishments in your life?
You the hair guy?
No, that's Jeffrey Dormouse.
Oh.
Look, after I graduated from Balderdash Academy... Yeah, I'm named after them.
Named after it.
I decided I didn't want to leave Baldash County and go find a real right job. I decided to become a hermit.
God, I didn't realize that was an option.
But I'm still surprised that you still don't remember me. We went to high school together.
Holy shit, Corny!
Yeah.
Corny. God, I didn't recognize you without your clothes on. Well, I'll be dead, Corny. Hiram.
What?
It's Corny Ballsack.
Corny.
Now, see, that's one reason why I wanted to come out here in the woods and be left alone.
With your Ballsack?
No, because everybody called me Ballsack.
Well, that was your name, wasn't it?
Why wouldn't you want to be called your name?
Balderdash.
Oh, God, you're named after the school.
You are.
You two haven't gotten any brighter since.
Oh, gee, I feel horrible.
You named after Corn, too?
Oh, give me strength.
Corny, I'm back. Corny, darling. Oh, my gosh. There's people in our cabin. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to do. I look a mess. Oh, my God, I look a mess. I was foraging for berries again. I look a mess. Corny, you didn't tell me people were coming. We never see people.
Priscilla,
people are never
around.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Hi. Homer?
Yeah?
Hi, Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Corny!
Priscilla.
You didn't tell me your besties from high school were coming. Oh, my God, oh, my God, I look a mess. Oh, my God, I look a mess. Oh, my God, there are people here.
And now you know why I wanted to come out here in the woods.
Hiram, I gotta tell you, seeing Corny's wife made me realize one great realization. We've made horrible mistakes in our life. I think there's only one way to deal with this.
Have a party.
Time machine.
Corny, we're going to buy you two dinner at the Dash and Dine.
We get to go see people. We get to go see people. We're going to go see people. We're going to do it. Tell me we're going to do it. We have to do it. I want to do it so bad. I haven't talked to anybody in years. Please.
I suppose I can jump in the pond and take a bath or something. Hey, don't push it. The Balderdash Pond Hermit. Stay away from me, gosh darn it. I steal my food, I don't earn it. I am the Balderdash Pond Hermit. My favorite food is cold spam. I pretend it is a leg of jellied lamb. Don't like it, move to Birmingham, cause this hermit don't give a damn. Hermiting is what I do. Making what I find into a stew. It's a cold at night, then I turn blue, and I protect myself with a 22. I am the Balderdash Pond Hermit. Stay away from me, gosh darn it. I steal my food, I don't earn it. I am the Balderdash Pond Hermit. Seriously, stay away from me.
Balderdash Academy's Teacher's Lounge was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021, Robert J. LeBlanc and Steve Corning, all rights reserved.
Go Dashers!